Please join with me in prayer. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you today with thankful hearts for all that you have done for us in sending your Son, Jesus, into the world. This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And Father, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for our salvation that comes through knowing the Savior of the world. Our Father, at this Christmas time, kindle that desire within us to know the light that has come into the world. Open our hearts. We pray that we would be able to see Jesus. The world we live in is dark. Our hearts are consumed by darkness so often and sin. But when we come to Jesus and believe in him, then we are flooded with light and life. Gracious Father, our world is in need of your light more than ever before. The darkness has tried to overtake us, but the victory is yours, and the war is won, and it is in you that we place our hope and our trust. At this Christmas time, we pray for those who have no hope, but there is always hope in Jesus. We pray for those who fear each day, but in Jesus we do not need to fear. We pray for those who are lonely, but in Jesus we are never alone. And so, Lord, we pray that today we would be able to walk through the open door to know life, to know a life of joy, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now we have our first reading from Chris van der Ven.
The first reading is Genesis 3, verse 8 to 15. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Thank you. prophet foretells the coming of the Savior. Let us read Isaiah 9, verses 2 and 6 to 7. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
The peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. Let us read Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 4 and 6 to 9. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equality for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf with the young lion, and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you. announced to Mary. This is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35 and verse 38. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what matter of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Let us read Luke 2, verse 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
If you have a Bible, perhaps a Bible at home, then you're very welcome to turn. And we're just going to read a few verses from John's Gospel, John chapter 10. Now, if a Bible is something that you don't have, then here at Norwich Baptist Church, we'd love to give you one. And we do have copies of John's Gospel available, which we'd be very, very delighted to send to you if you let us have your name and address. There's no charge in doing that. And if you're here during the course of our service, you're also able to pick them up at the back as you leave. So please look for those. So John's Gospel chapter 10, starting at verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees." We often talk about doors. It's something which happens in our conversation, perhaps more often than we like to even think. And perhaps we're seeking a new career in our lives. We're looking for a new door to open. We want a different job, one that pays better, perhaps one where the people we're working with are more friendly or we're able to get along with them. And sometimes we try doors, give them a push, and they don't open. Other times, indeed, we do go to that door, we push it, and it opens before us. There are many examples of this that we can see in our lives. Some doors lead to happiness, and other doors lead to sadness. In fact, they lead to sadness that we've never really understood was ever possible. And yet that door has opened, and that's what's taken place. Pastor Mick started life as a drug dealer. He ended up killing a man. And after many years in prison, and it was in prison that he came to know and to love the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And in his testimony, he says, "Whilst all the doors were locked around me, suddenly this door opened. And the door that opened was for him to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ." When he was allowed to leave prison, he had a desire in his heart to preach the gospel, the door, to whoever would stop and listen to him. And he went back to his hometown of Burnley in Lancashire in England. And a recent article in the BBC News app says this: Jesus, or rather was reporting of some words that he had spoken in very difficult circumstances. And Pastor Mick said, "Jesus is everyone's doorway to new life and hope and freedom." And that's the theme of our carol service this year. It's that Jesus is the door. Now, how do we know that Jesus is the door? Well, very simply, because Jesus himself tells us in the scriptures that we have just read together. And there in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 7, Jesus looks at the people around him and he says, "I am the door. I am the door." He goes on and says, "I am the door of the sheep." So it's important that we understand what sheep and what the connection is with sheep here. But what did Jesus mean when he said this, when he said, "I am the door"? And most importantly of all, what does Jesus, in describing himself as a door, have to do with you and I, either here part of this service or listening on the radio? What has this got to do with our lives? How could this possibly affect us in any way whatsoever? In fact, some people at Christmas time wonder to themselves, why is it that some people talk about Jesus at Christmas? I thought Jesus, or rather, I thought Christmas was all about Santa Claus and tinsel and Christmas trees and presents and eating too much food. And then suddenly someone comes along and starts talking about Jesus. What's all that about? Well, it may come as a surprise to some of us, but Christmas Day is the day that we remember and celebrate that Jesus Christ was born and came into the world. Now, of course, if you're a Christian, if you're somebody who has come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can tell from the faces here this morning that there are many of you that rejoice in having come to know Jesus, then, of course, Christmas Day is almost every day, it seems. And that's something that we can rejoice in, that we can be so happy about. C.S. Lewis said it's very sad, of course, in his book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where there's that line, and he says, "It's winter, but never Christmas." Now, could you imagine it being winter and never Christmas? But sadly, that's what some people's lives are like. Winter, cold, hard, painful, and never Christmas, when there is warmth and there is joy and there is love. And for the last 2,000 years, people in communities like ours, all over the world, have been celebrating and remembering that Jesus was born into the world. And one of the disciples, John, explained that whilst Jesus was born into the world in a place called Bethlehem, he actually existed long before his birth. Now that makes Jesus totally different to any other man that has ever lived. And in chapter 1 of his gospel, and we've read from chapter 10, but in chapter 1, John uses these words to describe Jesus. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, that sounds a bit confusing, doesn't it? How can a man be a Word? Well, the Word is the name that was given to Jesus way back in the Old Testament. In fact, right back in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis. But listen to the next few words that come after that. And John goes on and he says, "All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made." In other words, this little baby that we remember being born at Bethlehem was also the God who created the world. He was the God who created the universe. He's gigantic. He's huge. This unbelievable God who created the universe became so small that he could be held in the arms of a loving mother and be cradled and be cared for and be loved. Wow. How can this be? How is it possible? And why would God ever want to do that for us? And what's all this got to do with doors? Well, Jesus tells us. He says, and this time in verse 9, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he, she will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Okay. So somehow, Jesus allows sheep to find pasture. And to do this, they have to go in and then out. And they find pasture. Well, to understand this, we need to understand a little bit about sheep. And here in this part of the Bible, the sheep that are being spoken of here represent people, and particularly the nation of Israel. Now, we don't have time to go into all the detail, but take it from me that people are well illustrated by sheep. Why? Because if a sheep can get itself into trouble, it will get itself into trouble. And if you're truthful, if I'm truthful about people and even perhaps about ourselves, then we know that we get ourselves into trouble very, very easily. But what we want, and if you were to ask anybody, and they were to be truthful to you, what we want is peace and security and comfort and safety. And that's exactly what's represented by the pasture that is spoken of here. We want the best grass to eat if grass is what we eat. Jesus knows all this. And so he comes and he explains that he is the door to all these things, including eternal life in heaven. Now notice in verse 9 of John 10, we read, "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. She will be saved." Now that's actually incredibly exciting news. If anybody enters by me, they will be saved. If we enter through the door called Jesus, then we're saved. You see, as the door, Jesus delivers sinners, people who have missed the mark, people who have allowed sin in their lives, who have been born with sin in their lives. Jesus delivers us because we're all sinners from bondage. And he leads us into freedom. And that freedom is called salvation. Now, what does it mean to be saved? It means to be delivered safe and sound. The word could be used to say that a person had recovered from a severe illness. You're ill, you're weak. You perhaps are feeling there's no hope. And yet you're saved because you've been made well again. Perhaps you've gone through a storm, and we've seen some storms. British Columbia had some storms which have caused enormous problems. The Philippines have had terrible storms recently, and maybe you've been in the middle of that storm and you've survived and you've been saved. And perhaps it's a storm in your life and you've been saved. You've survived war. You've been acquitted at court. You knew that what you were saying was the truth. And you've been saved. Some preachers today don't like talking about being saved anymore. They fail to understand that we need to be saved. But Jesus had no problem talking about being saved, did he? Because in the very words we've read here, he talks about it. It's a Bible word. And Jesus used it. And so I remind you that Jesus is the door to save sinners. But verse 9 of chapter 10 also says that Jesus leads us in and out. Now, when we talk about these few verses, we don't often talk about the words in and out very often. You see, the amazing thing about faith in Jesus Christ is that he not only leads you into new life, he not only saves you, but he leads you out of danger. Do you see the picture that we have here? He leads us in and out of where we have come from. In other words, Jesus enables us to leave the world and all the pain and all the trouble that it so often brings to us. And he enables us to leave the terrible circumstances that we may find ourselves in. And he leads us out. Leads us out of the shameful and hopelessness of our lives so often. But he doesn't stop there. Because not only does he lead us out, but he leads us in. What happens when Jesus leads us in? We become part of his one flock. We enter into his fold, the church. Jesus is the door of salvation. Those who trust him enter into his flock and into his fold, and they have the wonderful privilege of going in and out and finding pasture, finding peace, finding love. This Christmas, repent of your sin and enter into new life through Jesus Christ, who is the door and was born as a baby in Bethlehem in a manger. He came to save sinners. And that means all of us here, all of us listening online, all of us listening to Hope FM at this Christmas. Jesus came to save sinners. Repent. It sounds scary. It's not. It's the most wonderful thing that can take place in our hearts and lives. When we come to Jesus, when we believe in him, that's what he asks us to do. When we repent of our sin and turn to him, we can rejoice because we have new life in him. Now let's sing that wonderful carol, which is sung so often in so many places at this time, Away in a Manger. Did you catch the words that we've just sung in that very simple carol, which we so often just refer to as being a children's carol? It's one which is sung at probably every carol service across the country. It's one which schools all over the United Kingdom, the country that I come from, will be singing because we still have Christian influence within schools in Britain, and it's a joy to be able to sing these words. But did you catch the words of that last verse? Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care. And listen to this part. And fit us for heaven to live with thee there. What's your prayer this Christmas? You might say, well, I've never prayed in my life. What is praying? Well, if you take a moment and just quietly focus upon this enormous God that we've spoken of, who was prepared to become so small that he was born as a baby at Bethlehem. He came into this world for us. So what's your prayer this Christmas? Well, let it be that Jesus is close by you at all times, and that he loves you, and that he makes you ready for heaven to live with him there. What do? You open the door, which is Jesus. Open it this Christmas and enter into the pasture of hope and safety and security and joy that only he can give. And now we're going to bring our carol service to a close with that wonderful carol, Silent Night, Holy Night. Sing it with feeling and allow the Lord to speak as we do so.
All is calm, all is bright.
As I mentioned earlier, we don't want anybody to leave our service without a copy of God's Word, and particularly John's Gospel. And if you're listening to this service on Hope FM or online, then please contact us and request your free copy of John's Gospel. We would be delighted to send that to you. You can email us at pastor.norwichbaptist@gmail.com. That's pastor.norwichbaptist@gmail.com. Let us bring our service to a close in prayer. And so, our Lord Jesus, as we come to the end of this service, we thank you and praise you and worship you for all that you have done for us in coming into this world. And you came to save sinners. And we thank you that yet again for the reminder of the hope of salvation that has been wrought for us through the doorway of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour. There is only one way that we can come to God our Father, and that is through Jesus Christ, his Son. No other way will do it. Religion won't do it. Doing things won't do it. Living righteous lives, doing the things that we think, simply won't do it. It is only through the doorway of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be that we do not walk through another year cloaked in darkness, but that we would be brought into the glorious and to the wonderful light of the love of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Bless us, we pray, this Christmas time, that we would at last know the joy of knowing Jesus as our Lord and as our Saviour. Amen. Don't forget, you can join us for our program on Fridays and Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Join us for In His Time. Okay. Thank you.